Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. My favorite day of the week. Yes, it's Friday, July the 10th. Always say this, don't ask me why. But anyway, it's Friday. Gold Cup tomorrow in Hollywood Park. Could be a sad day. Hollywood Park could see, it's maybe going out of business soon. Well, another tragic loss, thanks to the economy. Welcome to The Flip Side, brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898, the web address, eaglesup.com. And just another heads up for you, that the best stories, or the most interesting stories, I should say, always seem to crop up over the weekend, which is the reason why Eagles Up doesn't go to sleep over the weekend. And there's numerous stories out today that are, well, they interesting, to say the least. The new world order currency, it's a reality. I'll talk to about that in a moment. Stocks posted their fourth straight week of losses. Dow closing down 36 points at 8,146. NASDAQ reversing the trend, higher by 3.5 points. And 1,756, S&P 500, off 3.5 at 879. Very important to note that most of the traders were eyeing the S&P 500, hoping, fingers crossed, praying that the S&P 500 closed at 880. They missed by this much, which means that next week could be very interesting. As a matter of fact, next week is going to be very interesting. We get a whole lot of information next week. Jobs, inflation, and earnings. Yes, we are now into the earnings cycle. Who knows what's going to happen. Anyway, we'll take a short break, be right back, bring you the closing metal prices for the week. And yes, the story about the gold coin that Medvedev pulled out of his pocket to show the press. The New World Order currency. We'll be right back.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
For this Friday, gold closed out the week up 70 cents at $914 even. Silver up or 17 cents at $12.89. Platinum off a buck at $1,115. And palladium off a buck at $238. Maybe I could read better if I had a light on. Crude oil closing below $60 a barrel, ending the week at $59.66 a barrel. The expense of gas in the Valley of the Sun, surprise and surprise, $2.89. It was $3.11 not that long ago. So I guess prices do come down. U.S. dollar stronger by 33 basis points to close at 80.32. No explanation for the strength in the dollar outside of the G8's conclusion of their meeting, but not before Russian President Medvedev showed the new currency to the world. From Bloomberg News, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev illustrated his call for a supranational currency to replace the dollar by pulling from his pocket a sample coin of a united future world currency. Here it is, Medvedev told reporters today in Italy after a summit of the Group of Eight Nations. You can see it and you can touch it. The coin, which bears the words Unity in Diversity, was minted in Belgium, presented to the heads of the G8 delegation, Medvedev told the gathered reporters. The question of a supranational currency concerns everyone now, even the mints, Medvedev said. The test coin means they're getting ready. I think it's a good sign that we understand how interdependent we are. Medvedev has repeatedly called for creating a mix of regional reserve currencies as part of the drive to address the global financial crisis, while questioning the U.S. dollar's future as a global reserve currency. Russia's proposal for the G20 meeting in London in April included the creation of a supranational currency. Now, this is not like the Emira, which had dubious reports, illustrations of coins produced by, who knows, promoted on a number of websites. Here it is. Here's the Emira. And we're getting calls all the time. Have you seen the new currency? Well, that was private individuals, private mints. Anybody can make a coin. But this is a real thing. This is been introduced to the world at the G8 conference. This is where the movers and shakers are. These are the people that make things happen. And if you want to see what the coin looks like, there's a picture of it on the website, eaglesup.com. It's the number one story. Can't miss it. There's even a larger blow-up version of the coin. If you, in the story, you'll see there's a link that says coin. You click that on, and it'll show you an enlarged picture of the coin. Now, as we reported earlier when they handed out this coin to the G20 members, it said that they had a value of 2,800 euros or $3,900. Now, I don't know whether that was just the cost of producing one-off coins to give to the members of the G8 or whether that's the face value. But the picture of the coin has a single-digit one on it. Would this actually be a gold content coin? I can't figure it out from anything that I've read that it is a gold coin. But that's neither here nor there. Moves are obviously afoot. To replace the U.S. dollar as a world's reserve currency, just simply because of everybody knows that for the last almost 100 years, the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar has declined 95%. Who wants to hold on to a losing asset value? Your guess is as good as mine. Have no more insight into this than that, outside to say that sales of gold and silver coins have reached almost unprecedented levels. U.S. Mint sales figures for the first 6 months of the year, we've sold more coins in the first 6 months of the year than we did in the whole year of 2008. According to the latest report, U.S. Mint has sold 785,821 gold eagles, dwarfing last year's mint figures. And this is the same for many mints around the world. And it's a reason, and because a lot of people ask me the same question. They can't figure out what happened with the premiums, how come gold was unavailable. It's pretty much the same reason that, according to Joe Biden, that no one saw the economic calamity coming. The mints didn't anticipate worldwide global demand for gold coins, which has been unprecedented in the last 24 months. And because the mints didn't anticipate higher demand for gold and silver coins, they weren't prepared to deal with the rush of nervous investors wanting to put their money into gold and silver rather than risky paper assets. To make matters worse, not only did the mints misjudge this, and it was a global phenomena, but so did the refiners who manufacture the blanks. Believe it or not, outside of the Canadian Royal Mint, which has the ability and the facility to produce its own blanks, pretty much all other mints in the world rely on refiners to supply them with blanks. Well, then the suppliers obviously caught short, couldn't meet the demand that the mints were making. The mints couldn't meet the demand the public was making. So like the Perth Mint and many other mints, they suspended sales of their products. And in the U.S. Mint's case, It not only suspended sales of gold eagles, it also did away with the half-ounce, quarter-ounce, and 10th-ounce gold coins. And that in turn, these things have ripple reactions. And so when the mints got into trouble, obviously major suppliers of gold coins also suddenly became concerned that they wouldn't be able to get replacement for the products that they had. So the dealers just simply sat on the inventory. They ain't going to sell something if they don't have any guarantor that they are going to be able to replace it. And so we were hit with several whammies all at successive times, and it caused premiums on gold eagles to shoot up $100, caused premiums on silver eagle, they were winning. You think $100 was a big premium to pay on gold, I mean, silver was ridiculous. It was $6 over spot on a $12 coin. That's a big premium. And so what we have going on now, fortunately, is we have cleared that backlog somewhat, and that premiums have come down substantially. You can now get silver eagles at $2 over spot. And you can get gold eagles for a little under $60 over spot. But this is just a short respite. This is not going to last for too much longer. We are in, historically, the quiet period in the gold and silver business. But things are going to start heating up again in August. And we will run into exactly the same problem again. And even though the mints should be aware of the problem, there's no guarantor that they will be able to meet the increased demand. Because we've got a lot of very serious problems to deal with. You had Timmy Geithner today, still hasn't figured out how to tie his tie. I've become obsessed with this tie thing, by the way. Now look at everybody's tie. And it's amazing how many people don't know how to tie a tie. It's a fetish of mine now. For what strange reason, I don't know. Maybe it's something from my childhood. I've got no idea. But anyway, we'll talk about Timmy Geithner and the new rules when we return.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Flipside for this Friday. So little Timmy Geithner was on Capitol Hill today spilling out new rules for the OTC, the over-the-counter market. It's always funny after an event you have new rules, and it's always the new rules that are actually, they worse for the market than anything else because they don't do anything. All we got to do is think back to Enron and what happened after the Enron debacle. And let's not forget Phil Graham, who during the last year of the Bush 1 administration pushed for deregulation of credit default swaps and was getting well compensated for that by Enron, which ultimately caused that financial blow-up. And so the brain trust in Washington, D.C. came up with the Sarbanes-Oxley bill, which was supposed to stop fraud and deceit in finance. That stopped the biggest fraud and deceit from taking place in this century. The weakness in some of the commodities, especially oil, over the last few days has not been on any fundamental, but it's rather because they want to regulate now who can participate in the oil markets. There's speculators out there who are distorting, who are not playing fair, who are using the futures market for personal gain. Hello. Actually, the futures market originated for the sole purpose of helping farmers. It wasn't supposed to be a vehicle for speculation, but that's ultimately what it turned out to be. But the futures markets were set up so that a farmer could lock in a price for his crop months in advance of actually harvesting. So he knew where he stood. He knew exactly what he was going to get for his crop, and he hedged his future production or his payment in the futures market. And then obviously, that's how it started out, but then obviously the speculators came along. People who have no intention of making delivery or taking delivery from the futures market. And so, once again, whenever you start throwing the word regulation around commodities futures, you're going to have obvious knee-jerk reactions. And that's in large part what you saw happen with oil. And you know they're going to be disingenuous because obviously many people have pointed out to the CFTC with documented evidence of the manipulation of the gold market, but they obviously turn a blind eye to that one. So anyway, Timmy Geithner's out there once again talking about setting up new rules for derivatives. And and it's not going to stop anything from what we witnessed happening again in the future. People find a way of working around things. But nevertheless, one of the big things that obviously caused a lot of consternation today was the fact that AIG wants to pay $248 million in commissions to its employees. Now, if we are supposed to believe that we want to return trust and confidence to the financial markets, there's a whole bunch of people that work for AIG that should be in pink jumpsuits as we speak. They should be handcuffed and made to do the perp walk. And there's a lot of well-known names that were on the board of AIG. Former defense chiefs were on the board, to name a few, and many others. Because what AIG did was blatant fraud. I mean, there's no way of sugarcoating this one. And AIG did exactly the same thing that Phil Graham did in getting Congress to deregulate credit default swaps. AIG went to Congress in 1999 and said, listen, we want to do this insurance for homeowners, but we don't want to be regulated like the auto industry, like car insurance and life insurance and fire insurance. We want this to be separate, unregulated. We'll take a break and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views
on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Better change, can't stay the same. Welcome back to the flip side on this Friday, speaking about AIG and the reason why they should all do the Pope walks, and those that facilitated the commission of a crime, because it was a crime, but nobody's going to jail. And you have to think about this. As we pointed out yesterday, the Tuesday release of who was responsible for the financial calamity, and fingers were pointed straight where they should be pointed, at Congress, because they are the ones that allowed this to happen. Congress, obviously enamored by the amount of money that AIG was throwing their way, were only too willing to help AIG circumvent the rules. So AIG set up a division that was responsible for insuring credit default swaps, AAA credit default swaps, or bundled up toxic asset mortgages. And Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Bank of America and LendingTree were only too happy to pay AIG insurance money for their worthless toxic assets, because they knew they were going to blow up at some point in time. It wasn't rocket science to figure that out if you were on the inside. You know, either that or you have to accept the fact that there was a whole bunch of really naive people in influential positions of power in the financial industry. Now, what AIG did was it took the money, but it never put the money where it was supposed to go. You see, when you take out insurance on your car, In every 50 states, there is a insurance commissioner whose job is to make sure that companies that insure you for your car have adequate assets to make sure that if a claim is made, that they can cover that claim. And it's the same thing with health insurance. It's the same thing with fire insurance. That's what the insurance commissioner's job is. But because AIG got the pass from Congress, there was no ombudsman there to make sure that AIG had adequate capital to cover these toxic assets in the event of failure. And they just took that money and spent it on who knows what. Nobody seems to know the answer to that one. So it was a fraud that was committed of epic proportion. And this is right up there with Madoff. As a matter of fact, it's even worse than Madoff. Because to the best of my knowledge, Madoff wasn't lobbying Congress to change any bills that would benefit him. But AIG did. And it had many influential people that it could go to and press for Congress to make these changes. Now this leads us back to another story of auditing the Fed. And the defense by the vice president of the Fed, Mr. Kuhn, yesterday threatening hell and damnation if Congress went ahead with its thoughts of auditing the Fed, because all the bodies would be turned up. Can't have that happening. And just so you know, while Timmy Geithner was giving his speech today, 14 Republican and 3 Democratic members of the House of Representatives today asked the White House to investigate the U.S. Central Bank before granting it greater regulatory power, which was obviously what Tim Geithner was trying to accomplish today. We need more regulatory, we need more power. these people make me sick. President Barack Obama has proposed making the Fed the chief U.S. systematic risk regulator to prevent a recurrence of a financial crisis last year, which tipped the country into the longest recession since the Great Depression. But Representative Scott Garrett, Republican from New Jersey, urged Obama to think twice before concentrating that much authority in the hands of the Fed, and called for a probe of its role in Bank of America's takeover last year of Merrill Lynch. A lot of skullduggery went on that one. If a thorough investigation of these events brings to light conclusive evidence that the Federal Reserve has overstepped its authority and abused its power under current law, it would be inappropriate to grant it sweeping new powers. This was a letter that was sent to Obama. As you know, Obama was meeting the Pope today, and as we speak, is enjoining Ghana hospitality. Yes, he's with the brothers in Africa. And that's a whole other subject. We may have time to get into it, but I doubt it. The letter is the latest swipe at the U.S. Central Bank, which is under pressure from politicians responding to public anger over the financial crisis and bailouts of investment bank Bear Stearns and insurer AIG. They don't want to touch, trust me on this one, they don't want to go anywhere near this. They don't want nobody looking at what skullduggery went on with AIG. What was the $138 billion of taxpayer money? No questions asked, went to AIG. Because AIG couldn't pay on its commitments to Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch, Bear Stearns, while it was still there, and the like. That's where that money went. Didn't go to AIG and then disappear into thin air. It went to AIG And then it went to Goldman Sachs. I think Goldman Sachs got everything. I think they got $18 billion. A majority of House members also support a bill that would explicitly open Fed monetary policy decisions to audit by a federal oversight watchdog. This provoked Federal Vice Chairman Donald Kuhn to deliver a sharp defense of Fed's independence on Thursday in a House Financial Services Subcommittee hearing. In addition to fighting potential legislation, a number of Fed officials have had their emails regarding the Merrill takeover subpoenaed. Some politicians claim that these show the Fed coerced Bank of America into going through with the deal after Merrill's losses turned out to be much bigger than first thought. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke has flatly denied that he had ever threatened Bank of America management, but Garrett's letter made plain that some people in Congress were not willing to let the matter rest. No additional powers should be contemplated by the Federal Reserve until these issues are thoroughly investigated and the Federal Reserve is cleared of any wrongdoing, he said in a letter. You know, the only hope I see for the Republicans is if they stick to this and forget about all the other stupid agendas that they seem to be consumed with, rather than dealing with same-sex marriage or this or that, which is a waste of time, personally, because what they're doing is trying to moralize, and the Republican Party is in no way, shape, or form qualified to lecture anybody about morality. And so they should drop the high horse morality pitch and deal with something of substance, such as rallying around Ron Paul and demanding that we have a full investigation, because we have a crime that has taken place and no fingers have been pointed at those responsible for perpetrating the greatest fraud in the history of mankind. We had a transfer of wealth of epic proportion. This money just didn't disappear into thin air. A lot of people made a lot of money from this. And we know who the suspects are. And by the way, we'll most probably see it next week, because we have all the financials reporting second quarter next week. And I'll guarantee you there's most probably, the Goldman Sachs most probably had a bang-up second quarter. Don't know about Citigroup or Merrill Lynch. But, of course, Goldman is going to have a blowout second quarter. They get inside information, for goodness sakes. Goldman Sachs, Washington, D.C., they want in the same thing. It's the alumni of politicians. It's the cabal. It's the oligarchy. You want to solve the country's economic problems, you got to get rid of the oligarchy. You got to break up the monopoly of Goldman Sachs, for goodness sake. As a matter of fact, no former employees of any investment house, they should be banned for life from ever entering into political office. And vice versa. I mean, there's a wonderful revolving door. If you do really well at Goldman Sachs, you're almost guaranteed a high-level, cushy government position. And if you are a congressman or a senator that has fallen out of favor with your constituents and you get your butt booted out of office, never fear, because you got a real cushy job as a lobbyist for Goldman Sachs. Because you have the keys to the Senate or the keys to the House. I mean, that's exactly what happens. Politicians don't disappear once they lose out in office. They go on to make big bucks on K Street as lobbyists, because they have friends in high places that have, obviously, the power. So we are watching a charade of epic proportion going on with little Timmy Geithner and trying to instill, as he says today, confidence in the financial sector. Yeah, please. The more he talks, the less confidence, well, the less confidence I have. Because all they're going to do is screw everything up again. You know, they're going to pass legislation to protect what? It's Congress that started this mess in the first place with the Community Reinvestment Act. And I'm sure they did it with the best intentions. But as usual, good intentions gone bad. And then when you enter into the money side of things, well, then corruption just runs rife. It was free money, for goodness sake. Look at this. For almost 5 years, it was a giant bachelor party, for want of a better word. People got drunk on credit. People thought that real estate prices would never correct. I mean, how ludicrous is that to think of in the first place? Everything has cycles. Sometimes things go up, sometimes things go down. But these people never even contemplated a declining real estate market, thinking that values would continue to grow year in and year out. And people with no ability to repay any of these loans, who shouldn't be given loans in the first place. I mean, they're still doing it as we speak. This is what's so mind-numbing. I'm sure you've seen the commercials on TV. They disguised as sort of news reports. The government's just announced a new package of refinancing for homes. Yes, even if you've got no credit, bad credit, call us. And that's how we got into the mess in the first place. I don't know. It is a crazy world in which we live. Now, next week, as I said, next week, if you thought July is a quiet month, next week the fur is going to fly. Let's see, what do we got coming up next week? We got the producer price index on Monday. That should be a snooze. Retail sales, that could be bad. In line with, obviously, consumer confidence that plunged more than expected today. The Michigan segment expected to come out at 70, came in at 64.6. What a shock, what a surprise. On Tuesday, we get consumer prices. Then on Wednesday, we get the FOMC minutes, initial jobless claims, followed on, let's see, Friday, what we had, building permits and housing starts. And then to throw in the mix, we've got, obviously, the second quarter earnings, and there's a whole slew of them coming out, American Express, Google, Microsoft, Apple. And so in light of, obviously, the S&P failing to close above 880 today, that's also going to have an effect. So strap yourselves in for next week. It's going to be a wild ride. And I have no predictions of where anything's going to go. My crystal ball is a little foggy on short-term predictions. I know where we're going long-term. But short-terms are tough. And next week, it's going to be a case of shoot first, ask questions later. Simple as that. As the market always does. So it's going to be interesting, to put it mildly. And don't expect to hear much reporting about Medvedev pulling out the New World Order currency and showing it to the reporters. It's getting very little coverage. Wonder why. We'll take a short break, be right back, wrap everything up for this Friday, so we can go out and enjoy ourselves. Drink adult beverages. And tomorrow, watch the Gold Cup. We'll be back.
when my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For this Friday. Now, during the break, I was looking at the Unity and Diversity World Currency. I can't figure out if there are any Masonic symbols in there. There are five stars. Five shows up a lot. The one has been superimposed five times. There's five breaks in the globe. Whatever it is behind the one. So anyway, I guess we'll find out. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We've got Scott in Nevada. Hey, Scott.
Hey, brother. I've got to tell everybody that Eagles Up website is just the cream of the creme there. Mm. You have compiled everything that, people out there, you can search, and try and understand, but Robbie's put all this together on Eagles Up. These articles are so diverse and just really cover everything. And, Rob, I want to really thank you for your site and your whole endeavor.
Man.
And, I just wanted to make sure you didn't get one of those nasty callers at the end of your show.
Yeah, it always seems to happen.
But I read that thing about the Pope. Actually, the guy's name is Ratzinger, and he's a Zionist Jew. And the fact is, he was early on a protector of the pedophile priests. And why they made him Pope? Well, is the old saying goes, is the Pope Jewish? Well, yeah, we're living in a day. Yeah, he is. It's a sad commentary, but hey, keep up the good work, and you have a nice weekend. All right,
you
brother?
Too, brother. Thanks,
okay,
man.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate that.
Bye bye.
Yeah, that makes getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning all worthwhile. I guess long before the little birds even arise and start twittering in the valley, I've scoured the website from Australia to Europe and a few places in between, putting together stories on Eagles Up. Every day it follows, for some strange reason, it follows, there's a pattern in news stories, and you seem to pick up a thread. And I try and catalog the news stories in levels of, well, not importance, just as they flow together. Anyway, tomorrow being Saturday, I always do this when there's a race of note. Tomorrow is a sad day, Hollywood Gold Cup, made famous by a horse called Seabiscuit, and many others, but Seabiscuit, obviously, Hollywood Park was his claim to fame. And I'm just going to stick with the pattern that we followed all year with the girls beating the boys. And yes, there's a girl out to beat the boys tomorrow. Her name is Life is Sweet. It'll be the first time in 41 years that a filly has beaten the boys in the Gold Cup. So it's a great story. And she's a stablemate of Zenyatta. So maybe some of that magic has rubbed off onto Life is Sweet. Well, we'll have to wait and see tomorrow. And we will do this all again on Monday. Have a great weekend. See you, bye.
With recent